Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we take a trip to the Midwest of the United States. In a grassy field in suburban Columbus, Ohio, there stands 109 concrete sculptures shaped like six-foot ears of corn. The plants sprung up as a publicly funded art installation. But what was behind these maize monoliths' arrival? And how do residents feel about these monuments to agriculture now? Our guide today is Diana Kruseman.
Driving into a nondescript office park just north of Columbus, the capital of Ohio, you'd be forgiven for thinking you were seeing a mirage. 109 ears of corn, each standing 6 feet 3 inches tall, poke up out of a grassy field, their white kernels gleaming in the sun. They're evenly spaced, and at first they seem identical, but upon closer inspection, each one is just slightly different. The kernels arranged in a new pattern, or the cob rotated so it isn't exactly the same as the one before it. All around, wide roads, parking lots, and the bland facades of corporate buildings are typical of American suburban sprawl. It's not an illusion, but an artwork, installed on a 3.5-acre lot in the suburb of Dublin, Ohio in 1994. Designed by the artist Malcolm Cochran, a professor of sculpture at the nearby Ohio State University, the field of corn was meant as an homage to Sam France, an inventor of hybrid corn who farmed at the site between 1935 and 1963. France's corn helped local farmers grow hardier and more productive varieties, a crucial quality for a crop that's long been seen as the backbone of American agriculture. Most people who live in Dublin today, though, are far removed from that agrarian lifestyle, with the fast-growing suburb representing a larger change in American society, from rural to urban. Symbolic of that change, each corn cob here is larger than life, weighing 1,500 pounds. Cochran made three different molds, each based on a hybrid variety called Corn Belt Dent Corn, and cast the sculptures at a concrete factory in Dalton, Georgia. The corn was shipped to Ohio in 4 truckloads and dedicated at a ceremony attended by France's widow and children. The work's official name is Field of Corn with Osage Oranges, for the row of gnarled trees planted nearby, a variety brought to Ohio by settlers in the 1800s. But it was nicknamed Cornhenge by frustrated locals who weren't happy about what they saw as a waste of taxpayer money. In a way, the site does resemble the ancient Neolithic monument in England, but its designer said he hoped the choice of white concrete as a building material would evoke a different image, rows of crosses in Arlington National Cemetery. He sees the sculpture as a memorial to Ohio's long-forgotten agricultural past, now replaced by office parks and housing developments. Cochran himself said that the process of looking back gives us pause to think about where we are heading, all the while maintaining a sense of joy in the present. To drive the point home, he installed 5 bronze plaques at the site, each of which explains the history of the land, starting with the area's earliest Native American tribes. Despite the artist's intentions, many people who first saw the sculpture missed the point. They criticized the attempt to honor farmers as an empty gesture. After all, it's a field full of inedible food that's mainly visible to office workers who have never farmed a day in their lives. But since the initial controversy, many Ohioans have embraced the sculptures. Field of Corn has been named the best public artwork in Central Ohio 4 times. And on any given day, you can spot a group of tourists taking selfies with the corn. People have even held weddings here. And in the winter, office workers come to the field to play in the snow. And the Dublin Arts Council, which commissioned the piece, stands by it. The council's executive director has said that public art should inspire an emotional response. And Field of Corn has done just that.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Diana Cruiseman for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Adjutark, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.